I've been reading a very interesting book recently. It's called The Universe and All That Surrounds It by T.J. Bleendreeble. It's an extremely good look about it. It's about 70 pages long, so it's fairly comprehensive about the whole thing. And it's fairly interesting. Bleendreeble specialises in the universe. He doesn't branch out much beyond that. But he's quite interesting in this limited field. I found out quite a lot from him. Do you know, for example, that if all the Chinamen in the world linked hands, they'd girdle the earth three times? They would. They'd go round three times. Girdle, girdle, girdle. It's an amazing fact, isn't it? Of course, there's no real way of checking up on it. You couldn't very well persuade all the Chinamen in the world to link hands simultaneously and girdle the earth. You couldn't very well say, excuse me, Mr. Wang, meet Mr. Wong. Link hands, would you, and girdle the earth? Of course, you'd have to build rafts to get them across the sea, so the whole thing's perfectly impractical. You just have to take these facts on trust. I've been finding out quite a lot of interesting facts in the last few weeks from Bleendreeble. Did you know, for example, that you've got 3 miles of tubing inside you? There's over 3 miles of horrible old intestine wound up inside us. And every time we eat, the food has to travel 3 miles along the awful stringy intestines before it can get to your stomach. Imagine the poor old bits of potato fighting their way through the miles and miles and miles of thin tubing before they get to their destination. It must take hours to get there. Of course, this means that none of the food we eat is ever really fresh. Never is. No matter what it's like when you put it in your mouth, it's always stale by the time it reaches your stomach. And that's the reason why most people feel so ill all the time. I must say, I can't bear the thought of all the food I eat struggling along for miles and miles in the dark, getting staler and staler every moment. I can't see why we couldn't have one simple tube that would go straight to the stomach without any of the detours. Then we could just put the food into our mouths, it would drop directly down onto the stomach. I suppose the only trouble is that it might bounce back. At least if you ate a great big heavy mouthful, it might drop down and land on the rubbery lining of the tummy and jump right out again. It'd be dreadful sitting at dinner parties with all the food jumping out of everybody's mouth the whole time. People would have to have special little nets to catch the food, so they get it when it bounced back. Perhaps there's something to be said for the intestines after all. I should read a bit of Bleendreeble if you're interested in your insides.